We're Alive is brought to you by
the Enemy book series by Hyperion. When the sickness came, every parent, policeman, politician, every adult fell ill. The lucky ones died. The others are crazed, confused, and hungry. Only children under 14 remain, and they're fighting to survive. Looking for a zombie fix between Mondays? Charlie Higson's The Enemy is a delicious book series oozing with mystery and dripping with excitement. These books are fast-paced, white-knuckle tales of zombie survival that will have you foaming at the mouth. Eat your heart out with The Sacrifice, the latest installment. Available now wherever books and ebooks are sold. They'll chase you. They'll rip you open. They'll feed on you. The Enemy.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 39. Chemical Reactions. Part 1 of 3.
On the table, over here!
Lock the chains to the floor. Hurry!
Tanya's not here yet. Don't tell me she's coming from the colony.
No, she was just at Dunbar. She should be here in a few more minutes. Careful of her bandage. Don't touch it.
I'm not! All right, locked down. But how long will the chloroform last? Should we give her more?
I don't know.
Where are you guys? You make it?
We're at the mortuary now. Tanya's en route. She should... Oh, wait a minute. I think she's here.
I should be there soon.
How long has it been?
20 minutes since she was bitten.
Move, move, move. Everybody back. You, make sure those restraints are tight. And you, turn that video camera on. Stand back! Further!
Tanya ran around the mortuary in a hurry, grabbing various things off the shelves. It had been a while since I was last in here, and it was honestly scary as shit. There were jars all over the place with pieces of those things. The entire wall on one side was filled with trays and trays of turned bodies. The rest of the room was filled with tarps, sealing it off from the outside world. I made sure not to get too close to anything.
Why are you keeping the bandages?
Everyone out! Just you, stay.
Me?
Write on that bag the time of infection. I need to draw more blood right now. Gloves are over there and the mask too. Where's Michael?
He's getting the dead behemoth loaded onto a flatbed, close to where the attack was. How are we gonna get it in here, though?
We'll deal with that later. This is a bigger find. Robbins, right?
Yeah.
Turn on that machine over there, next to the faucet.
This one? Yeah. Got it.
Eyes are still good, but she's turning, not slow, not fast. Oh, they're gonna get cloudy soon.
But she's unconscious.
That won't matter. Heart's still pumping. Here, move. All right, here we go. The bandage of her cut right after the attack. I sure hope I can get enough blood out of it. Check on the generator outside. Make sure it has plenty of gas. I can't have this shutting off. We won't get another chance like this.
Muldoon, make sure the generator's got extra fuel. Don't let it shut off.
Looks good. Should be okay.
-195. Perfect. Time 0 minutes from contact. All right. Sample two. 20 minutes. Careful, careful. All right, that's running. Time to get another.
You're drawing more blood again?
Just get a pen. Write down 22 minutes. Sample three. Eyes slightly cloudy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go, here we go. Yes. Yes. Okay. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, 375. Oh, boy, now we got something. Push that tray over here. We're going to open her up.
But she's still alive. Oh, God.
Don't get squeamish on me. We only have one shot at this.
March 1st, 2010. Our first big break. After months of searching, we finally found something. Or to be more accurate, something found us. While on a fuel scavenging mission, a group of civilians from the colony discovered a fresh dead body of a behemoth. Cause of death, unknown. It didn't look like it was killed by anything, similar to the dead one that Angel found at the army base. The colonists radioed in for us to check it out. While on our way up to meet with them, a regular one snuck up and bit a female colonist. They killed the attacker and knocked out the girl. Normally, it's protocol just to shoot her too, but Tanya needed her alive.
Jeez, how are we supposed to get this big fucking thing inside the mortuary?
I don't know if we can. The door's too small.
Christ, it stinks.
You didn't have to load it in the truck.
You didn't have to sit next to it.
I'm quiet, trainee. Are we just gonna leave it here outside?
Well, we'll see what Tanya says. I don't know what she wants to do with it.
That girl already inside?
Yeah, Tanya's working on her now. All those rules about not going out without a gun truck escort didn't matter in the end, did it?
Not for the girl inside.
Think CJ will relax on the rule now?
If anything, she'll be even more of a tight ass about it.
She's kind of right, though. Would you want to be out there without one of the 50 cals? Trust me, those little ones are tough.
When was the last time you saw one of them around here? It's a bit much is all.
Well, it's a pain, but it's for everyone's protection.
I just wish we had more than two gun trucks.
What about that one at the colony?
The one with the minigun? That ain't coming past the gates. Worthless to us. Now shut up and get back to staring straight forward, newbie.
Do you really have to be that mean to him?
Yes.
It should be done soon enough.
Hey, they're coming out.
Oh, jeez. Look at that thing.
Did they get her here in time?
We couldn't have gotten her here any faster.
Well,
she's dead.
Really?
That sucks. She was kind of hot.
Wow, that's nice. Why we rushed out here for that.
No, that's what I expected. I got what I needed.
We thought you might be able to help her.
I don't think anyone could have. That's not why I wanted someone turning. There's still a lot to learn after I finish the autopsy.
We're not done? Oh, God.
What about this thing?
Ew, yeah. We can't really get that inside, can we? Maybe throw a tarp over it. I'll take a look at it in an hour or two. I just need to keep focused on the girl for now. That's more time sensitive. You mind if Robin stays here with me? I could use the extra hand.
I can if you want.
Please.
No, just stay in the truck.
Is that one of the guys that was with her?
No, we sent those three back to the colony after we checked them out. That's this week's trainee.
What's wrong, Robbins? Too much for you?
No, I'm good.
You better be. This is gonna get messy, and I'm gonna need your help cutting this big one open out here.
Yay.
You need someone else?
I should be good with just him.
Then what are we doing?
We're switching out batteries and flashcards on the spotters.
Again? How many?
I got 24 on the list. And if he's all you need, the rest of you load up.
Wait, what are we doing?
You sure you don't need me to stay? Sounds like a blast.
Nah, that's okay. I'll need someone strong here like Robbins to help me handle that big one.
Hear that, Muldoon? Someone strong. Like a man. Like man muscles. Something you wouldn't know anything about.
Yeah, sure. I'd be strong too if I had to carry around all that extra fat. What, do you deadlift 400 pounds every time you're getting up out of bed in the morning?
Well, in that case, it might be easier with two.
Yeah, that's fine, Muldoon. You can stick around.
Oh, I wasn't serious.
I was.
Okay.
Quit jawjacking and get the gate so we can get moving.
This is Truck 1, heading out to reload the spotters. Truck 2 should still be en route to the colony.
Got that. Check back in once you're there.
Spotters? I thought you were taking me back after this.
Nope. Training your day ain't over yet. We just getting started.
I'll stay on the 50, Cal.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, newbie.
Yeah, it's Jay.
Yeah, I don't care. Grab the black bag on the seat.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what's this camera number?
40.
And the card number?
32.
What are we doing exactly?
Just replacing batteries and memory cards.
Why are they in boxes?
They last longer outdoors when we put them in these, all right?
Why are they here?
You really want me to spell it out? God, these pogs, they just get stupider every week.
Hey, he's just asking questions. How else is he gonna learn anything?
This is like the 40th trainee from the colony. How many times I gotta go over this?
These cameras are spotters. They take a picture if the sensor on the bottom detects any motion. It's how we've been tracking them lately.
Or how we haven't been.
Yeah, CJ was telling me about that. She said you guys haven't been seeing any?
She said that, did she?
Oh, that is just wonderful.
Some say they're dying out. I mean, do you guys think that's true?
Who knows?
Can't rule it out, though.
But there was that attack this morning, and that big dead one, too.
Yeah, but that ain't the norm. It's the most we found at one time in, like, what, the last 2 weeks?
Can I see? Hey, there's one.
Let me see. It's just another lone wolf.
Lone wolf?
Yeah, that's how we label him if it's only one. Not what we're looking for. What about yours?
Dog. Not a. Hey, here's one, but it's just a loner. No groups.
Well, download it onto the laptop, Jay. Go ahead and reset that one.
Just put in a new battery and card, right?
Exactly. Very good.
Well, yeah, that. And then snap it back on the mount, connect the wire on the sensor to the side here, and push the red button.
Told you, nothing special in this batch.
Right, well, just still get the camera on the corner, just in case.
So how long has it been like this out here? We haven't had any sightings around the colony for weeks now.
Look, I'm telling you, Michael, they're just starving themselves out. We're outlasting them. Just look at that behemoth back there. Big thing like that has to eat a lot, right? Right? Like the dinosaurs, man. They're going extinct.
Then where are they dying? They can't just disappear.
No, see. They eat each other. We know they do that, so there's nothing left.
The bones?
They eat those too.
Would you knock it off? This guy's gonna go home thinking you're serious.
How many of these cameras do you have set up?
62.
Dang. Why so many?
We keep moving them around, trying to find out where they're hiding. See any patterns.
Still say we should try Cody again. We have more sweat jars.
Nah, I'd rather not waste those.
Cody?
It's a thing we use to set up traps.
Oh, the robot thing?
Yeah, that. Drop C4, break a jar, drive it away, wait for him to get close, and boom. Just not worth using on one or two. It's a waste of resources.
Hey, got another lone wolf over here. This one's got something in its hand.
Lone wolf?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wolf.
Wolf.
Oh, wolf.
It did sound like you said wolf.
I said wolf.
It's wolf, right?
Put it on the computer screen.
Oh, yeah, it's like it's carrying something.
Yeah, don't get too excited. Ain't the first time.
They've been known to carry cans or bottles of water or even...
What? What is it?
Zoom in. Is there another shot?
Yeah, this one.
The shape and profile look familiar. The tattered clothes and bloodstains I've come to expect, but the hair and beard were a dead giveaway. Everyone else just saw one of them with a wadded-up plastic bag, but me, I knew who it was. Randy.
Alright, so what the hell's in the bag?
Is this good?
It's something. Give me the map. Puck, run over and grab the other camera down there. I need to know what direction he was headed.
Yeah, alright, I got it.
Is this a lead? I thought you said it was just one.
This one might be different.
The bag means something?
I don't know.
Then how can you be sure?
I just have a feeling.
Mind if I look?
Just don't screw it up. You don't know this area, do you? What's around here?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
Where were you going?
Oh, alright, he hung a right up at the intersection up ahead. We got no cameras down there.
Ah, shit.
This picture's only 15 minutes old.
What?
Unless the time's wrong on the camera.
No, they're all set the same.
Get in!
You want me to put this back?
No, get in!
What, you see something?
I don't know.
Should I?
Just stay here, newbie.
Hey, don't go too far.
You smell that?
Nah, I just smell the truck.
Oh, it reeks.
Yeah, man, that's some bad funk. Bite it kind of funk. They're not the only ones who can follow a trail now, huh? Hey, we should get the truck closer.
It won't fit down the alley.
The what? Oh, man. Michael, what if there's a numbered one down here? We don't have the firepower without the truck.
Shh.
Is it?
It's him! Come on!
We're in pursuit! He ran north, down the alley! Try to cut him off!
He's fast.
He went over the fence like it was nothing.
Come on.
It dropped its...
Help me over.
Yeah.
Push me over.
He went that way. Get in. Where's Puck?
He was... Oh, shit!
Hey! Contact! Contact!
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm running the other side.
You shit!
I'm coming! Hold on! Puck! Where are you? Where?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just got him, just a few regulars.
All right, come on, this way.
Y'all come around to where we got out, just pick us up.
We can't.
Yeah, what do you mean you can't?
Well, just come look around the corner and see for yourself.
Come on, guys, we're losing him.
We gonna talk about how you fucking abandoned me back there?
I wanted you to get over the fence.
Yeah, how the fuck was I supposed to do that? I can't move like they do.
Oh, come on!
Oh, you gotta be kidding me!
Somehow, Jay, the new guy, managed to back the truck right into a flower bed and get the tire stuck. It spun freely, not getting any traction.
Come on, get to the back, help me push. You gonna help this time?
Come on!
I'm trying!
Ah! Screw it. Which way did he go?
On foot?
Hey, you ain't going alone without the 50 cal. Not this time.
Which way?
Well, I mean, I think it was hard to see.
Michael, what the hell you doing?
I have to go after him.
What the fuck? You can't do that. Hey, Wise up, you dumb shit. It was a trap. Same shit back there. Let it go. It ain't worth it. They separated us from the truck. Can't you see that? You gonna come back in, help us push this back on the road, or just leave us to get munched, you selfish prick? You gonna be smarter than them, or what? Cause they just almost beat your ass.
Yeah.
All right, now get that side.
You want me to stay here?
All right, stay with the turret. We ain't in the clear. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, guys, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, whatever. Just drive. Mike, push.
We're on!
Wait a second, what'd you say? They set us up?
Yeah, felt like it. You left and a bunch of them came after me. I don't know, maybe they heard the shots, maybe it was a trap, or not, maybe not. But you can't go running down alleys like that, man. What if the numbered ones were there? And you left me, not cool.
Sorry. This one was important.
Why?
I don't know. It just was.
Well, if you're so hung up on that one, because of that bag he was carrying, he left it back there.
He dropped it?
Yeah, it's back by the fence. I tried to tell you that before you went all Rambo on me.
Hey, should I follow?
Yeah, just park by the head of the alley. We'll be back in a sec now that we know it's clear.
Sorry.
You're really gonna be sorry if that trainee talks about this.
I'll convince him to be quiet.
Oh, tough guy, huh?
I was just gonna give him a pack of smokes.
Or that.
And he did just almost get us stuck.
Yeah, that too.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Don't touch it, don't touch it.
I wasn't gonna.
We moved toward the broken bag. Inside were two bottles. One had exploded, giving off a very odd metallic smell. The glass was scattered all over the ground, and the liquid covered everything, including the paper labels on each of them. I moved it further with the tip of my rifle to read what it said.
This ain't no food.
No, it's not. You got your camera?
Yeah. What's it say on it?
The writing... I can't read it. On either of them. They're soaked. I think this one starts with an F, O.
That's it? What a waste.
Ooh, but there's a logo on the bottle.
Ah, yeah. I got that. Clear as day.
Now we got something. Get on the radio to Kelly at Dunbar. Have her find out anything she can about Radon Labs.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason,
Shirley Jordan, Brett Newton, Christian Vieira,
James Stebeck,
Sean Lewin,
and
Tony Ray.
I'm Michael Swan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producer Alex Herrera.
Zinterns
Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean. Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland. Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.